From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan.
And I'm Robin Hilton.
Maybe you should tell people what's going on here, Robin.
Oh man, I threw my back out this morning and now I'm sacked out on the floor. So for those wondering, it's best if I just type all my responses.
Oh man, that's such a shame, because last time I saw you, we were having so much fun at the fun show. You were in heaven.
That show we saw on webcast last week was amazing. I liked fun before, but now I love fun.
This is good. I think this is the way we should do the show every week from now on. That band sold me on the very first note of the song.
Totally winning?
Absolutely, totally winning. And the whole crowd went absolutely crazy. You want to play a song from there?
How about you play the appropriately titled song, Carry On?
I'll do that. You take care.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton. We will indeed carry on.
I think I'll lay on the floor and take my painkillers. Say hey to everyone.
Will do. Be well. Here we go. Let's go ahead and we'll play the concert version from the 930 Club. We have the entire set online, and this is Carry On from that night at the 930 Club.
Sound of silent cigars were cutting like knives in a fist fight. And I found you with a bottle of wine. You held in the good. I like the 4th of July. You swore and said, We are not shining star. This I know, I never said we are. Though I've never been through hell like that, I've closed enough windows to know you can never look back. If you're lost in a fog, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your past be a sound, or your feet upon the ground, and carry on. Carry on. So I met up with some friends at the edge of the night at a bar of 75. And we talked and talked about how our parents will die. All I need was advice.
That was fun, live from the 930 Club. We have the entire set online for you to hear. And we have a concert with Spiritualized coming up and many, many more. Follow us at All Songs on Twitter and you can find out what we're doing. So without Robin, I bring Jacob Gans. Jacob, welcome.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Doing great. And Jacob, for those who don't know, we spent a month with us or so when Robin was yet out again. It's not a good record this year.
Oh man, you gotta cut him some slack.
Okay, we'll do that.
Yeah, he had a kid.
Oh, that's and, right. That's what it was.
And now he has a good excuse.
Right. And Jacob is a writer and an editor for the record, the blog NPR Music does, and also helps us out with the blog for All Songs Considered.
Yeah, it's fun.
What do you got for us?
The first song I want to play is by a band called Deep Time. They're from Austin. They used to be known as Yellow Fever. They have an album coming out in July. They're a charming little duo, but this song, which is called Clouds, from their forthcoming self-titled album, the thing that I think I like best about it is it's a little off balance. Try to follow any one part of the song, the guitars or the drums, and it just doesn't come in where you think it's going to come in. It's really surprising the entire way through. It's called Clouds, and the band is Deep Time.
Excellent.
I really love the guitar sound in that song, and she sounds like she's French. She sort of sounds like Leticia Sadeh from Stereolab.
I hear that, but I also heard a little Hospitality.
Yeah, I'm into that sound this year.
Yeah, it has a very sort of carefree feel.
Yeah, but like the name of the song, Clouds. A little bit of cloudy weather in that song as well.
Yes, I'll play something by Patti Smith.
Awesome.
First record in 8 years. The new record's called Banga. It features, you know, many of the same players, people like J.D. Doherty and, of course, her longtime bandmate, Lenny Kaye. It also features an old friend of hers, Tom Verlaine, from the band Television back in the late 70s. And he's playing a much more subdued guitar line than you might have heard from back then, but it's distinctly his lyrical line. The song's called April Fool. The record, Banga, comes out on June 5th. And let's give it a listen to Patti Smith. Thank you.
come. You're the only one. Come on your rusted bike. Come.
April Fool.
It's really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You can totally hear that guitar line in there. Absolutely.
You walk away singing melodies from a guitar line.
That's great, yeah.
Which is really wonderful. And Patti Smith is such a talent. I've been actually listening to her audiobook. She wrote a book called Just Kids, sort of her story of growing up and particularly her friendship with Robert Mapplethorpe.
Yeah.
And she recorded the book and tells a story in her own words, which I only realized now is out. So I've been spending time with it, and I'm really enjoying her telling her tale.
Yeah, that's a great book.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Oh, good. I've got a long way to go, but I'm looking forward to it.
It stays really interesting.
I'm here with Jacob Gans, but I'm also here, as we so often are, and with a big band. At any moment, that can happen here. Dan Raby. Welcome.
Hi,
Dan.
Bob.
Hi, Dan. So Dan Raby's our intern for life.
Intern for life. That is something for a business card.
Anyway, what have you got for us, Mr. Dan Raby?
I've got a band named 100 Waters. We get a lot of albums for our second stage, Undiscovered Treasures, and one of the bands that we received was this woman by the name of Nicole Miglis. And the album automatically hit me. And I went in to dig into more of her stuff, and she's in this Gainesville, Florida sextet that's a mixture of folk and electronica and it just sounds beautiful. There's a lot of natural...
Which are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play 100 Waters for you.
Okay.
I'm writing a post on Nicole right now that will be on the All Songs blog.
So. Excellent. Yeah.
I'm going to try one of their songs. It's not their big single, but it's Anodyne and Me, and it's on their self-titled album, their first release.
Mr. Dan.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, that's Me and Anodyne, that's the name of the song, and 100 Waters.
There's just a whole Tropicália influence there, and they shove so much stuff into that song. And Nicole Miklas's voice, I think, is the best thing about it, though. She has this weird ability to transform herself from Joanna Newsom to Bjork to Regina Spektor in like a moment's notice.
And a little help from helium?
Definitely a little help from helium.
Not sure. Jacob Gans, thanks, Dan. What do you got?
I've got something that you can listen to on the NPR Music website right now. Best Coast has a new album coming out next week, and we have the first listen for the album right now.
The whole album,
The whole album, you can listen to it. I like Best Coast a lot. I really loved their first album. Best Coast is a duo, Bethany Cosentino and Bob Bruno. And she sings and he plays bass and other instruments. And their first album was really simple and straightforward and...
And dirty.
Yeah, dirty sounding. Really sort of like homemade sounding. And I think a lot of the reasons that people liked it were the same reasons that people didn't like it. It was direct. It was straightforward. It was pretty lo-fi sounding. It almost sounded like they weren't trying very hard. The chorus of each song was inevitably just the title of the song repeated 3 or 4 times. The new album, a lot of those things still apply, except they are trying harder. They really are. You can hear how much cleaner the production is, how much prettier it is. John Bryan produced the album with the band. And not only is the sound stepped up, but the songwriting really is too. It feels more complex. It feels deeper. I think this song is probably the best example on the whole record of how both things have moved forward. It's called How They Want Me to Be. It's a little bit sad. It's got that girl group feel that she was so good at hitting the first time around, and it's got a little bit of a country feel in it as well. It's a really lovely song, as is the rest of the album, which, again, you can listen to on NPR Music as part of the First Listen series. Anyway, here's How They Want Me to Be.
Grateful for that sound.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Nice change, yeah.
Best Coast is turning into one of those bands that I can just listen to pretty much anytime. A little bit sad, a little bit happy. It's a nice song.
The whole album's online at npr.org/firstlisten. And that's where every Monday we put 3-4 albums up online. You can hear in their entirety. you know, it's a great opportunity to dive into something that you wouldn't take a chance on because you got nothing to lose and everything. When we go through, the NPR music staff goes through with the releases that are coming out and try to find ones so they're curated by us of things we really think you should hear. And so open up your tastes. What else we got on that series this week?
Exit Music.
Oh, it's a great, great record. We featured already on All Songs Considered.
Yep. Beach House. They have a brand new record coming out. And Jeremy Dank.
And Jeremy Dank is a great classical musician and a great writer and a great blog writer for Deceptive Cadence, our classical music blog.
Yeah.
And his new record's coming out soon, too. That's one I haven't heard yet, so I think I'll go to the First Listen series and do that. I'm going to take us out on something. I'm going to take us out on the Debo Band, a band you may know, Jacob, that I've been sort of hot on since I saw them at Global Fest this year. Global Fest is a music festival in New York City. It's actually one night. It's three stages. It's like 4 hours of great world music. This is a band that's from Boston. They are really, in essence, I think of them as a rock band that plays music inspired by Ethiopian music from the 60s. And they don't revere that music as much as they just love it. So they're not completely doing that music as a piece of history, but they take it as a point of inspiration. And again, like I say, they are at heart, somewhat a rock band. And they're coming out on Sub Pop, which is a rock label, and it comes out July 10th. And I'm going to play a cut from that record. Asha Gadoa from the Debo Band from their self-titled record. Thanks, Jacob.
Thanks, Bob.
Dan, thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
And I'm Robin Hilton.
Thanks, Mr. Robin.
Thanks. I think I'll lay on the floor and take my painkillers. Say hey to everyone.
We'll do that. Bye-bye. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.